Well, this morning we've got some news about a brand new app on the scene. And with us is Eric Hinman from Rounded Development. He's a software developer. And Darcy DiBiaz from the Marketing and Communications Department here at Upstate. So let's start out with, what is an app? Because I'm sure not all of our listeners really understand that.
Sure. So what we created for Upstate is a mobile web application. And what that means is it's something that you can access through the browser. So just by typing in a URL like you would on a desktop computer, you just type in that URL into your browser on your mobile device, and it'll take you to their domain. From there, you can save it to your home screen, and you're prompted to do so. And by doing that, it skins the browser, and it looks just like a native application that you would download from the App Store.
Okay, so let's just get it straight, because I think even stepping one more step back, because that's wonderfully clear to people who are really in this stuff, but people who aren't, like myself, need a little bit clearer explanation. An application, or an app for short, is something that generally you can download onto a smartphone or a tablet, and then it functions almost like a little program in the computer. Isn't that right, Darcy?
Absolutely. Okay. And in some ways, what people are doing is taking apps to work as an extension of their existing website. So an app could be Angry Birds, which we all love. An app could help you shop for things online. An app could give you news. But the Upstate app, which we're going to talk about today, is really an extension of our existing website to bring content to users in a very easy-to-use way on your smartphone or tablet.
Okay, so in other words, when you were saying, Eric, before about the URL, that's the address or a web address that's like www dot, et cetera.
Correct. And that's how you would access this application.
That's how you'd get to the app.
Correct.
Okay, so first and foremost, why would someone want this app? Well, what does it do for them?
Well, one of the things to think about is that when you are on the go, people are using their mobile devices more and more. And Eric can talk to us a little bit about that. But one of the things we wanted to do here from Upstate, especially thinking about communications, is make sure that information about Upstate is available to people no matter how they want to access it, whenever they want to access it.
So just to interrupt you, currently, before the app, the days of the app, people, if they had a smartphone or a tablet, could go to the website
directly. And you still can.
Right. But now, what does the app offer that's more or different?
Well, the app is a little bit different because it gives you certain pieces of information specific to a user, perhaps when they are on the go. So if you want, we can talk about some of the things that are in the app that people can find.
Please do. Yep.
Okay. So the Upstate app really brings information specifically about Upstate. We're not looking to recreate other healthcare apps such as WebMD or Mayo Clinic that have phenomenal healthcare information. We're not looking to recreate that as much as we're looking to really optimize a user's experience with the resources that are already available on upstate.edu.
So give me an example of what I would do. Why would I use your app?
There's lots of good reasons. A lot of it comes down to if you are an existing patient, or if you would like to be a patient, or if you'd just like more information about what is going on at Upstate. So right from the app, right when you pull it up on your phone or tablet, you can contact Upstate via phone, okay? So if you're using your smartphone, there's a button right there to call Upstate Connect. And I think we've talked about Upstate Connect before on the show here, but it's a one call into a live human being where you can get referred to a physician's office. You can request a referral into a new service, perhaps, sign up to attend an event that Upstate is hosting, get health information, or one of my favorite things, to speak to a registered nurse 24/7.
So it's really one-stop shopping.
Absolutely. That's one phone call that you can make with just one touch of a button from the app. Other things that you can do is get directions, and not just to Upstate University Hospital in the downtown campus, but also our community campus, as well as several of our outpatient locations, including parking. Find a doc is a great feature that we have on upstate.edu, and we're now bringing it to the app. So you can search for a physician by name, disease, specialty, or treatment, and then from there you can read up on that physician, you can view any videos that they've posted, as well as we've started to link up some of the HealthLink On Air segments that you've recorded here, so those are there as well. Not only are they there attached to the docs that have recorded them, but you can also search the database under podcasts. So let's say you are sitting in a waiting room and you're interested in a topic. You can kind of search by topic, search by name, and take a listen to some of those podcasts that have originally appeared here on the show. You can flip through the latest issue of Upstate Health, which is our quarterly publication for our community. And then you can also sign up to receive it by email. So if you're tech savvy, we can keep that tech savvy thing going. Also, check in with our Facebook and Twitter feeds. You can look at some of our videos through our YouTube channel. And then we've got a couple other little interesting things as far as what we refer to as alphabet soup. If you've ever been with a doctor who has been helping you in your care, and you notice after their last name there's a comma and a bunch of letters, but you're not sure what those letters are, we've tried to capture as many of those as we can so that you understand what the credentials are of the people that are working on your care for you.
It sounds incredibly comprehensive, but yeah. Let's get back to the basics. Eric, how does somebody get this app then? Like, I have a smartphone or I have a tablet. How do I get the app?
Sure. Simply by going to the URL, and I think the URL upstate.edu/app is going to be reserved for it. So you would simply type that into your browser on your smartphone, and it would take you directly to that website. And then from there, you can save it to your home screen so you have easy access to it whenever you'd like to view the content. So,
but you go to the www.upstate.edu. That takes you to the Upstate website. Is there a clear place there to find the app and download that?
Just go to /app once you get to our website, and then it'll walk you right through the directions right there on how to get it.
And it's free.
It's absolutely
Correct.
Free.
Right.
One of the other ways that we're letting people know about it is at the State Fair. Of course, Upstate will be there for all 12 days at the great New York State Fair. But over Labor Day weekend, we'll actually be launching this app so that people can come in, take a look at it, and play with it. We'll have it preloaded onto iPads so that people can get familiar with how it works. But we'll also have QR codes there. So
what does that mean?
I know. I was just going to say, the folks that are into apps might also know what QR codes are. So if you have a mobile phone, primarily, you might have a QR code reader, which uses the camera function in your phone to take a picture of this little square that kind of looks like a silly jigsaw puzzle.
Right. I've seen those. I never exactly understood them, though.
So when you have a QR code reader and you click on it, what it will do is automatically take you to that web page to download the app for you. So that'll be just one more way to do it. So we'll be there September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, talking about that at the State Fair, and we'll be in the Science and Technology Building.
That sounds incredible. So just how did you guys get together? That's always fascinating to me. You have a development company in the Tech Garden here in Syracuse, right?
Correct.
It's called Rounded Development, Eric. How did you and Upstate get together in the very little time we have left?
Upstate Medical University values working with local businesses, and so it was just by windfall that, as it happened, Rounded Development was actually across the street from the marketing and communication offices. So we were able to get together and kind of look at ways to put this together. Syracuse is very lucky to have sort of that world-class tech development brains right here in town that we were able to get together and work on that.
Yeah, and from your standpoint, Eric, working with a healthcare app like this is a benefit to the public. What do you think?
It's been a great benefit both to us and I think the public. We're very glad to be working with Upstate. I think the app is going to be a tremendous tool for the whole community.
Well, thanks so much, both of you, for coming in. Great news. I think we'll all be looking forward to its unveiling and for people to get to use it. So my guests have been Darcy DiBiase and Eric Hinman. And Eric is from Rounded Development, a software development company, and Darcy's from the Marketing University Communications here at Upstate. I want you to stay right there. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air.